In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. San Francisco is probably going to approve the country's first outright ban on the sale of e-cigarettes. On the one hand, vaping is significantly safer than smoking cigarettes, and it's an alternative for adults who are addicted to cigarettes. On the other hand, vaping is also addictive. It's not without its own health risks. And it's taken off among kids. The CDC says the number of middle and high school students using e-cigarettes rose 71% between 2017 and 2018. San Francisco's Board of Supervisors votes today on a ban. Marketplace's Ben Bradford looks at how bans do or don't change behavior.
People react in strange, sometimes extreme ways to product restrictions, NYU behavioral economist Tatiana Hamanoff says, like when Washington, D.C. put a 5-cent tax on plastic bags.
I had friends who came to visit me in an unregulated state and were just filling their suitcases with plastic bags.
Hamanoff says policymakers need to think about how consumers will adapt. For a ban on addictive e-cigarettes,
do I stop smoking altogether, or do I switch to another type of tobacco product?
Like more harmful but still available cigarettes. Or do people just go buy vaping products from neighboring cities?
Honestly, I don't think we know.
Stanford developmental psychologist Bonnie Halpern-Felsher says the law could also pressure the federal government to increase e-cigarette regulation.
There's a very strong message to the FDA, which is simply you need to be doing your job.
And she says the ban could become more effective if other local governments join San Francisco. The city was the first to pass a plastic bag ban in 2007, and hundreds of others followed, eventually leading to a statewide ban. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.